you stop from work. You stop from work on the first day and the last day. The first day because you're having this encounter with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the whole experience of the Hag. The first encounter is very important, so you need to be free from work and any other distractions so you can connect. He says then the last day is also a Yom Tov, and that's because the purpose is what you've gained during the Chol HaMoed and the whole experience, let's say, of Pesach and Sukkot, you're supposed to now collate that and integrate it and take it forward, take it with you. So the same thing, obviously, with Hanukkah here. Everyone, you know, Rabbi Michael commented, the Rav, who's a Talmud Rav Yosef, he spoke at the Kotel, and he said that the Hanukkah is the only mitzvah that goes on for 8 days. Because even by Sukkot, the last day, the Shemini Atzer, is a different thing. It's not the eighth day of the mitzvah. So this is a very unique thing. And what I would like you to do is I shared the document with you with where I gave you a space to write the lessons you've learned. And now today is the day to make kabbalas, okay? To make commitments, to take what you've gained from your insights and lessons of Hanukkah, take it forward. So I'm going to give you, I worked on it with the guys just now, I'm going to give you some examples of what I did to give you a little picture, and I just can't recommend more highly that when I conclude with my examples, that you do this right now. If you wait till later, it's always dangerous, right? But to try to take some notes, so, you know, for yourself. And I'll share my lessons with you also. But like I said, I'll give you a couple examples now, and then you should, I really encourage you to do this work immediately. Okay, so here are some examples. The first night, the lesson I took was the idea of preparing for the experience and digesting experience. We tried to take a minute or two before, maybe while setting the wicks and the oil, to think about what you plan to connect to when making the brachas and lighting the candles. And then I told you to sit with the shoulders relaxed, sit with yourself and Hashem, and express your appreciation for the gift that Hanukkah gives to you, right? So that was the lesson. The Kabbalah I made from that is to try to apply that by davening once a day. For example, to take a minute to prepare for davening. Well, the Hovos Lavos says you should daven, that you can daven well. So you could take a minute to prepare. And then take a minute after davening to digest what the insight, the connection you made. Okay. Someone also made a suggestion. One way to prepare for things is music, because music puts us in a good mood. The second candle, I called it the war against rote. So we try to identify the ritualistic or repetitive aspects of Hanukkah and try to get new understanding. Like we realize that Mao Tzur has mitzvahs like that are yearning for the Geula and remembering Mitzrayim, etc. So I came up with look for mitzvahs embedded in the Shabbos songs, okay, and to remember the mitzvah of serving Hashem with all your heart when you're singing at a wedding or on Shabbos, okay. Mesiras Nefesh, we said that their Mesiras Nefesh was L'shem Shemayim. It was from Ava, not just for an agenda. So I was thinking a good place to work on Mesiras Nefesh, L'shem Shemayim, is with davening, to try to daven L'shem Shemayim. Okay, because davening requires Mesiras Nefesh to do it well. Okay, fourth candle, we talked about the power of Dibur, that every Dibur that we have of Kedusha splits the Rakia and goes to a very high place, and that when you're davening or expressing Hodah, things like this, you're taking the Muna that's buried in your heart and bringing it into from potential to reality. So I said to myself to use those things for Psuki de Zimra and the Chasima of the brachas and the Shemona Esrei is to realize I'm strengthening my emuna by declaring these truths. Okay, all right. Those are some examples. We're at the 10-minute place, and again, I'll share this document, but I really encourage you right now to make some Kabbalas to take this Hanukkah and infuse it into your Avodas Hashem. Hanukkah Sameach and Hatzlacha Rabbah. Okay, bye.